Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sugine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Wi-Fi and Retail, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss the proliferation of in-store Wi-Fi access is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, welcome to Deloitte Global Insights.
Thanks for having me.
Duncan, Deloitte predicts that 25% of anchor tenants and so-called big box stores in North American malls will be offering free in-store Wi-Fi access to shoppers. Why haven't they done that before now?
Well, it's been kind of a funny situation. If you look at a lot of those stores, if you're in a mall in the common area, there's usually Wi-Fi. Most cafes and restaurants, a lot of them have Wi-Fi too. But inside the very large stores, the department stores, the anchor tenants, or in areas where it isn't a mall, when you've got the big box stores that maybe sell home renovation equipment, the giant sort of a warehouse-style store, when you're in one of those big stores, cellular signals don't penetrate in very far, and if they don't provide Wi-Fi, then a lot of people who would like to be browsing the web haven't been able to. And that's been okay with retailers up until quite recently. The idea was, if we gave consumers in-store Wi-Fi, what they'd end up doing is coming into our store, picking up that TV or computer or pair of jeans, and then going online and maybe looking at the manufacturer or an online distributor, or even worse, one of our competitors. And the logic was, if we don't stock our competitors' catalogs in our stores, and nobody does, why would we basically help our shoppers do comparison shopping and possibly end up taking money out of our own pockets? So for those reasons, they have been not just slow, they have deliberately not installed Wi-Fi in most stores.
So what's changed?
Well, it's funny. The technology hasn't changed. It's the realization that consumer shopping patterns actually are a little bit different than we used to think. So the idea was that if somebody's in my store and they look up a pair of jeans and they see that it's available for somewhere else for less money, well, they'll leave my store and go buy it. And that's not, in fact, what happens. Instead, what's going on is people look up the item, and most of the time they realize, hey, this is basically the same price. Okay, maybe it's a buck cheaper somewhere else, but I'm not going to get in my car and drive halfway across the city, you know, spending $6 in gas, only in order to save a dollar on a pair of jeans. So, in fact, by providing your consumers with that information, you remove the paralysis of uncertainty. The reason that people sometimes don't buy a pair of jeans isn't that they know it's $2 less somewhere else, it's that they're afraid it's $20 less somewhere else. And when you provide your shoppers with the information, with the internet access, they go out and they find that 90-95% of the time, in fact, they are getting a pretty good deal. And so they go ahead and they buy. So by putting Wi-Fi in the stores, you have happier shoppers, more educated shoppers, and shoppers who have a tendency to do two things. One, they don't leave the store to go get internet access. And two, they probably end up buying more because they're already there.
So do you see the trend spreading beyond North America?
Absolutely. It will probably be a little slower. The distribution of retail around the world has obviously local variations. What we do see is North America will be the first, Western Europe will almost certainly be next, along with certain parts of the Far East. Asia, Africa, developing world will follow along, probably by 2013, 2014. But we think that the value proposition of Wi-Fi in the store is going to be so high that the adoption is going to occur much faster than people might expect. We think that there will be a bunch of drivers where not by offering this information inside the store, stores are going to have not just more shoppers, happier shoppers, shoppers buying more, but also you'll be able to offer value-add services. Picture an electronics store that has Wi-Fi in store. All of a sudden, demonstrating that Wi-Fi TV that you happen to have is going to be an awful lot easier. Stores will be able to make more efficient use of their in-store staff. Instead of answering relatively trivial questions like, do you have this in green, you could push some of that functionality onto an in-store tablet or a similar device connected to Wi-Fi, or allow shoppers to access a store portal that gives them that kind of information, thereby freeing sales associates for more productive uses.
So that sounds great, of course, but are there any risks or downsides to offering in-store Wi-Fi?
The biggest one isn't, as I've suggested, comparison shopping. It's the additional stuff that retailers are going to want to do with the information that they glean from their customers' Wi-Fi traffic. When I am in a store, if I'm looking stuff up over the retailer's Wi-Fi network, theoretically, that retailer can look at my information. They can see what websites I'm going to. They can get my email address, perhaps. They can get my cell phone number. They can see what kinds of things maybe I've even bought in previous visits. Out of all that, there's some wonderful services to a retailer that they might be able to deliver. They could give me a coupon on something that I don't even know I want, and that might motivate me to go and buy it. But of course, with all of this information, with all of this targeted advertising and marketing and information, there are of course enormous privacy issues, and they vary country by country, state by state. There are laws that are still being written and passed relating to what kind of information people who provide these sorts of networks can in fact legally extract, and how they can store it and what uses they can make of it. So the really big issue when you talk about Wi-Fi in retail are privacy and privacy laws. What information can you use? How much do you have to disclose to your customers? How long can you keep it? How can you tie it in with other parts of your business? Privacy is going to continue to be online the big issue for the next year or five, and in-store Wi-Fi just makes it obviously much more serious for a retailer.
So certainly online privacy issues are something that we've been dealing with for years now in the online space, so it's something else for retailers to be aware of. Duncan, thanks for sharing your comments today.
Thanks for having me on today.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.